This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Audio Journal. Welcome to Community News, a program sponsored in part by the Lions Clubs of Millbury, Leicester, and Oxford. And thanks to the Memorial Foundation for the Blind and the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind for their ongoing support. In the next hour, I will be reading recent articles about Auburn, Grafton, Millbury, and Sutton from a variety of news sources covering these communities. This is Arnie Wenske. Thank you for joining me. We begin with news, information, and announcements for the town of Auburn. There will be a select board meeting on Monday, June 22nd, starting at 6:30 p.m. If you're able to attend in person, the meeting will be held at the Auburn Town Hall, second floor, Select Board Room, 104 Central Street in Auburn. However, if you're unable to attend in person, you can participate remotely by dialing the following number, 408-650-3123. Enter access code 983-263-437. Once again, that dial-in number to participate remotely in the Auburn Select Board agenda is 408-650-3123. Enter access code 983-263-437. The agenda for this meeting starts with call the meeting to order and recording announcement. Item 2, Pledge Allegiance. Item 3, Public Comments. Item 4, Community Organizations. Item 5, Presentations, Public Hearings. Item 6, Departmental Items, including DPW, Fiscal Year 26-27 Roadway Reconstruction Update from June 8, 2026 meeting. Also, Police Board Vote to Apply for and Accept the Massachusetts Vest a Dog Grant. Item 7, Communications, including Economic Development Committee, Letter Regarding Tax Factors and Classification. Item 8, Select Board General Items, including Proclamations and Recognitions, Gift Acceptances in accordance with Mass General Law, Chapter 44, Board Votes to Award and Sign Notes from Bond Council for Borrowing, Board Vote on Change of Manager for Outback Steakhouse, located at 452 Southbridge Street in Auburn. Item E under agenda number 8, that'll be Board Discussion and Possible Vote on Policy Amendment for Town Manager Evaluation Process. And finally, Board Vote on June 29th, 2026 meeting, fifth meeting of the month. Item 9 of the agenda will include Town Manager Items, Discussion on Daughters of the American Revolution 250th Anniversary Plaque, and Update on DLS Audit. Item 10, Tabled Items. Item 11, Member Items, including Discussion and Possible Vote on Board Response to Items from Public Comment. Item 12, Public Comments. Item 13, Minutes. And Item 14, Adjourn. This submitted by Ann Cavanaugh, the Select Board Chair. Is from the town of Auburn concerning upcoming meetings and events this week. In addition to the select board meeting on Monday, June 22nd, there is a planning board meeting on Tuesday, June 23rd at 7 p.m. in the select board room in town hall. And then on Wednesday, June 24th, Conservation Commission meeting, 7 p.m. in conference room 1 at town hall. And that is all the meetings planned for the coming week. Next announcement from the Town of Auburn's Facebook page, Town of Auburn Independence Day Celebration, 250th Anniversary of America, be held at the Dr. Arthur and Dr. Martha Pappas Recreation Complex. Rain date is July 1, but the date of this event is June 30th, starting at 5 p.m. Some of the activities include 6:45 Grand Entrance, American Legion Tuttle Post and Vietnam Veterans, 6:55 Opening Remarks, 7 o'clock Dock 10, 9:30 Fireworks, Food, Vendors, Kids Games, Rock and Roll, Racing, Train Rides, Free WRTA and AA Transportation Shuttle Service, Pick up from Patrick Oag School, the Senior Center, and Auburn Mall. No pets allowed, service dogs only. For further details and more information about this event, please call the Recreation and Culture Department at 508-832-7736. The following announcement is from the Auburn Mass Police Facebook page. Hello, friend of Auburn Police Department. The Auburn Police Department is beginning to plan for their third annual send-off, summer send-off campaign. We are reaching out today for your support at the local level. Our summer send-off will feature a touch-a-truck event, food vendors, canine demonstrations, and informational booths for different police tactical units and sponsors. It will be as followed. Date: August 11th, 2026. Time from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Location: Lemansky Park, 22 Brayman Street. Rain date will be August 13th, 2026. Same place and same time. This event is to help promote strong police community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie, in turn making our neighborhoods safer, more caring places to live and work. Any donation that you are willing to give would be greatly appreciated. However, we have attached a sponsor tier flyer along with what each tier entails. Your support would be extremely helpful to ensure that this event will be the best that it can be. If you have any questions, you can contact Dominic Walker at the Auburn Police Department by calling 508-832-7777. Next article from the Auburn Mass Police Department Facebook page, dated Thursday, June 18th. In response to the tornado warning on that same date, the Auburn Police Department has posted the following tips if another tornado warning were to be issued. Take cover. Go to a basement or interior room on the lowest level of your home. Stay informed. Monitor local news, NOAA weather radio, and official alerts for updates. And finally, have a plan. Know your safe place and have multiple ways to receive alerts. Your safety is our priority. We are monitoring the situation and will provide updates whenever there is a tornado warning. The following announcement is from the Auburn Historical Museum Facebook page, dated June 17th. I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. The Auburn Historical Society Museum will be doing a three-part series on the ice cream shops, past and present, in Auburn. In the past, what was your favorite place to get ice cream and why? Where do you go today to get your ice cream? What's your favorite flavor? Maybe your favorite will be in the articles. Again, contact the Auburn Historical Society with your responses. You can reach the Auburn Historical Society by calling 508-832-6856. Next announcement from the Auburn Historical Museum's Facebook page, summer evenings at the museum. The Auburn Historical Society Museum will be offering evening hours at the museum at 41 South Street in June, July, and August, free of charge. Tours will be offered as well as help with research dealing with the town of Auburn and genealogy. And for kids, there's Delia's picture scavenger hunt to do. There will be time to do more in-depth exploration of specific exhibits like the Native American collection, the Civil War artifacts of Joel Prouty, just to name a few. If you have been wanting to see what is in the museum but can't make the Tuesday or Saturday regular hours, now is your chance to visit Wednesday, June 17th, Thursday, July 17th, and Thursday, August 20th, all from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Come and enjoy the exhibits. Meet the volunteers who help keep the museum open year-round and more. Again, if you'd like more information, call the museum at 508-832-6856. The following announcements are from the Auburn, Mass. Public Library Facebook page. Beginning with Tech Time, our June Tech Time session will introduce participants to the basics of the Canva platform, files and file storage practices, and spotting misinformation. We'll learn together in an open, supportive environment. The next session, which is on misinformation, will be held on Friday, June 26, from 1 to 2 p.m. Register by calling 508-832-7790. Registration is required. Our next announcement from the Auburn, Mass. Public Library Facebook page, dated June 19th. Join the Auburn Public Library and the Central Mass Seed Hub for a workshop on gardening, groupthink. Learn about the Central Mass Seed Hub, gather with fellow gardeners, and come together to troubleshoot and tackle your gardening questions. For all levels of experience, beginner, intermediate, and advanced gardeners are welcome. On July 9th, from 6 to 7 p.m., and registration is required, so call the Auburn Public Library at 508-832-7790. Once again, that's gardening, groupthink, troubleshooting your garden on July 9th from 6 to 7 p.m. Next item from the Auburn, Mass. Public Library Facebook page, dated June 18th. The Auburn Public Library Bookmobile, in November of 1979, an emergency brake failure resulted in the bookmobile rolling back into Auburn Pond. Fortunately, library workers acted quickly and were able to save the bookmobile, which ran for another 3 years after its dip in the pond. Bookmobile was a big event when it rolled into town. Before the internet, e-books, and online shopping, many neighborhoods looked forward to arrival of the traveling library. Children and adults alike would browse the shelves, discover new stories, and carry home stacks of books to enjoy for weeks. For many families, it was more than a library on wheels. It was a doorway to adventure, knowledge, and imagination. Who else remembers climbing aboard the bookmobile and searching for the perfect book to take home? The following announcements are from the Auburn Senior Center Flagtown Flyer, their monthly newsletter for the month of June. AI for Seniors on Tuesday, June 23rd at 1 p.m. Register by calling 508-832-7799. AR for Seniors, what it is, how to use it, will be taught by Scott Bader. Artificial intelligence, or AI, is quickly becoming a part of everyday life, from helping you write emails and find information online, to organizing photos, answering questions, and even assisting with daily tasks. This class is designed especially for seniors who are curious about this technology and want to learn how it can make life easier, more convenient, and even a little more fun. Scott will break down AI in simple, easy-to-understand terms. No technical background required. Participants will learn what AI is, how it works, practical ways, and how to safely and confidently use tools like chat assistants and smart apps. There will be plenty of opportunities to ask questions, see real-life examples, and even try it out yourself. Whether you're brand new to technology or just looking to stay current in an ever-changing digital world, this class is a great opportunity to learn something new in a relaxed and supportive environment. Come discover how AI can be a helpful tool in your everyday life. Once again, AI for Seniors on Tuesday, June 23rd, starting at 1 p.m., call the Senior Center 508-832-7799 to register. Next announcement from the Auburn, Mass. Newsletter for June. Transportation Services, the Auburn Senior Center, and the Worcester Regional Transit Authority, WRTA, offer shared ride transportation for Auburn residents 60 and older, individuals with disabilities all ages. The van provides home pickup and may make additional stops for other riders. To set up an account or schedule a ride, call the Worcester Regional Transit Authority, the WRTA, at 508-752-9283. Next announcement, SHINE, which stands for Serving the Health Insurance Needs of Everyone. Call the Senior Center at 508-832-7799 to schedule an appointment with the SHINE counselor, Patrick Morris. He's a certified SHINE counselor. Once again, call 508-832-7799. The Auburn Senior Center serves lunch on a daily basis. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, lunch is served at noon. On Thursdays, lunch is served at 11:45 a.m. If you'd like to join us for lunch, please make your reservation 2 days in advance at 508-832-7799. A $3 suggested donation is recommended. The following is the menu for the rest of June, beginning with Wednesday, June 24th, hot dog, baked beans, and coleslaw. On Thursday, June 25th, vegetarian chili with cheese, roasted potatoes, country blend vegetables. And on Friday, June 26th, beef enchilada with cheese, Spanish rice. And then on Monday, June 29th, banh mi pork with barbecue sauce, carrots, and coleslaw. And finally, on Tuesday, June 30th, lentil stew with cheddar cheese, steamed rice, jardiniere vegetables. Once again, if you'd like to participate in any of these upcoming lunches, you must call the Auburn Senior Center at least 2 days in advance of the meal that you're interested in attending. That number, 508-832-7799. Following programs will be presented at the Auburn Senior Center during the month of July. We begin with Tall Ships Talk. Ahoy! Join Captain Holly Baresh Dodd the week before Tall Ships Boston to learn about life on board educational sailing vessels, from what the living quarters are like, work days entail, voyages and compass, and more, to how empowering of an educator the ocean is. Holly will share her professional perspective. This talk will entail a short lecture with pictures and videos, followed by some time for questions. Step aboard for a nautical adventure on Thursday, July 9th, starting at 10 a.m. To register for the Tall Ships Talk, call the Senior Center at 508-832-7799. The next program at the Auburn Senior Center during July, Hip Hop Square Dance for Seniors. This innovative master class blends fun, movement, and mental stimulation in a welcoming and inclusive format. Square dancing with hip-hop twist is set to both recorded and live calls. The dance class is refreshing and a modern take on traditional square dance. This being held on Monday, July 13th at 1 p.m., there's no charge. However, they would like you to make a reservation at 508-832-7799, sponsored in part by a grant from the Auburn Cultural Council, a local agency which is supported by the Massachusetts Cultural Council, a state agency. The next program to be offered by the Auburn Senior Center on Wednesday, July 15th at 1 p.m., Summer Scene. Create and paint a summer beach scene using acrylic paints. This class is open to all skill levels, from beginners to advanced artists. Dolores, who will lead the class, will guide you step by step as you create your own beautiful painting. This is limited to 15 people. The instructor is Dolores Palmer, local artist and teacher, on Wednesday, July 15th at 1 p.m. Again, this is a free program paid for by the Council of Aging State Formula Grant. Summer Scene on Wednesday, July 15th at 1 p.m. The next program at the Auburn Senior Center will be on Monday, July 20th at 1 p.m. Marvin Perry. Marvin is one of Southern New England's most in-demand and well-respected vocalists. A seasoned and much-loved performer, he regularly entertains audiences in senior communities. His show features classic hits from legendary artists like Marvin Gaye, Sam Cooke, The Drifters, The Platters, Elvis Presley, Frankie Valli, The Temptations, Tony Orlando and Dawn, Bobby Darin, and many more favorites from the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. If you'd like to join this program on Monday, July 20th at 1 p.m., Marvin Perry, please call the Senior Center at 508-832-7799. The Auburn Senior Center would like to extend a heartfelt thank you to the Greendale Retired Friends Club for visiting the Senior Center and filling our morning with a wonderful melody of patriotic favorites and many other beloved songs. Your music, enthusiasm, and joyful spirit brought smiles to everyone in attendance. We all enjoyed singing along as well. We are so grateful that you took the time to spend the morning with us and share your talents. Thank you for making the day so memorable. Also, the following announcement is from the Men's Club at the Auburn Senior Center. They will be taking a summer break and will resume their monthly meetings starting on September 8th at 9 a.m. The next program at the Auburn Senior Center during the month of July, Wednesday, July 22nd, starting at 1 p.m., Fluoride, What You Should Know. Fluoride is one of the most debated chemicals in modern public health. Some health organizations say it helps prevent tooth decay, while critics argue that too much fluoride exposure may carry risks. Whether you support water fluoridation or question it, understanding where fluoride comes from and how it affects the body is important. What do you know about fluoride? Do you care about this toxic chemical? In what foods or drinks is it in? What are the limits? What are the side effects? Dr. Harvey Claremont, known as Dr. C, will provide a comprehensive overview and explain everything you need to know on Wednesday, July 22nd, starting at 1 p.m. at the Auburn Senior Center. Call 508-832-7799 to reserve a spot. Program at the Auburn Senior Center on Tuesday, July 21st, Grief and Loss Support Group. Please join us as we all navigate together this new normal through compassion, caring, and connections. We will learn about the five stages of grief and look at ways we can use coping skills and outside support to guide us through the process. This will be a monthly support group. We hope that you will join us. Light refreshments will be served and will be facilitated by Melinda Varon of the Salmon Home Care. If you'd like to attend, please call the Senior Center at 508-832-7799, Grief and Loss Support Group, on Tuesday, July 21st, starting at 1:30 p.m. The lunch menu at the Auburn Senior Center for the first week in July, beginning with Wednesday, July 1st, beef stew, mashed potatoes, corn niblets. Thursday, July 2nd, hot dog, baked beans, and coleslaw. And on Friday, July 3rd, the Senior Center will be closed. Therefore, no meals will be served. Interested in any of these meals, you must call the Senior Center 2 days in advance, and there's a $3 suggested donation at 508-832-7799. following article is from Helen Poirier of the Auburn Historical Society Museum. Auburn has been blessed with many civic organizations that do volunteer service to improve the community. This was shown by a sign that was between the library and the fire station at Drury Square. There were 9 metal discs that showed logos of those organizations until recently, when the sign was replaced by a Scouts Eagle project that welcomes people to Auburn. The organizations that were on the sign include the Exchange Club, P.H. Grange, Kiwanis International, Knights of Columbus, Benevolent and Protective Order of the Elks, Auburn Chamber of Commerce, Joel H. Prouty Lodge, Masons, and the Women's Club. The former sign was donated to the Auburn Historical Society Museum, who is very grateful to have that piece of Auburn history. Plans are in the works for an exhibit and perhaps restoration of the discs, which show where after being in the elements for so many years. A new series that will highlight the historic background of each of these organizations will begin with this article about the Kiwanis Club International. Why start here? This was the organization that helped the Auburn Historical Society and Museum get a storage shed, and it also started the same year as the Historical Society. The Kiwanis Club started in 1915 in the Detroit, Michigan area by Alan Brown. As a business network, it was originally named Supreme Lodge, Benevolent Order of Brothers. In 1916, the name was changed to Kiwanis, which in the Algonquin Native American language means we trade. In 1920, the motto was to we build, until 2005, when the motto changed to serving the children of the world. In 1916, it also became an international organization when a chapter opened in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. At the 1919 National Convention in Birmingham, Alabama, money was raised to buy the organization from the founder and create an independent Kiwanis, which evolved into doing community service and improving lives of children. In 1987, the organization dropped its gender qualification of men only and allowed women to join. Kiwanis International has over 600,000 members in more than 80 countries. It supports literacy programs, health service, and disaster relief in local communities. It promotes service projects and fundraising efforts. The Auburn Kiwanis Club was started in 1967, and Theodore Corey of Oxford, sales manager of the former Yankee Drummer Inn, was elected president. VP was Edward A. Cumey of Worcester, Secretary H. Charles Jones of Auburn, Treasurer Frank Marin of Auburn, and the board of directors included Edward J. Dickinson, Donald P. Ganache, Samuel A. May, Samuel Hoogasian, Floyd Holstrom, John L. McCarthy, Reverend Ernest A. Burgesson, David A. Sibley, and Robert Hunter. It received its charter in September. One of the earliest things they did was to honor a 15-year-old Gary Pike with the Outstanding Heroism Award for saving his younger stepbrother from drowning on May 14, 1968, after the car he was in rolled into Rotary Beach Pond. That year, they also sponsored a scholarship dinner dance on New Year's Eve to provide scholarships for Auburn High School seniors. Through the years, they've sponsored a cookout for students from Sweden, Denmark, Norway, and Finland who were visiting for 3 weeks during the summer and were guests of 28 Auburn families. There was a 4th of July go-kart derby for children from grade 5 through grade 8. There was a gift of a manually operated outdoor scoreboard for high school football and baseball games in 1970. They were instrumental in the cleanup of the Brook of Henshaw Street that went by the old dump. There were a variety of fundraisers that included a yearly charity golf tournament, Bucks for Cancer Night with a buffet and entertainment in the Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament for the benefit of Auburn scholarships in 2005. The 2006 scholarship award was the last one found in the local newspapers. The Auburn Kiwanis Club is not active at this time. The closest clubs listed are in Alston, Revere, and Wilmington, Massachusetts. This article is part of the civic organizations of Auburn, past and present, and made possible by the Auburn Historical Society Museum at 41 South Street. The museum is open Tuesdays and Saturday mornings from 9:30 to 12:30 and may be reached by calling 508-832-6856. Once again, article submitted by Helen Poirier of the Auburn Historical Museum. The following news, information, and announcements are for the town of Grafton. Our first article comes from the Grafton News, dated June 12, 2026. Grafton Police Department announces free Youth Police Academy for August 2026. The Grafton Police Department announced it will host a free Youth Police Academy from August 10th to August 14th, running daily from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Grafton Police Headquarters. The program is offered and open to incoming 7th and 8th grade students with an application deadline set for Tuesday, June 30th, 2026 at 5 p.m. More information and the application form are available at the Grafton Police Department and on their website. The department said that the program aims to engage local youth and provide insight into law enforcement activities. Our next article from the Grafton News, dated June 18th. Grafton Police Department introduces new officer. We are thrilled to introduce Officer James Prater as the newest addition to our department. Officer Prater has worked incredibly hard to get here, completing 36 weeks of a combined academy and field training before hitting the streets on his own. But his service didn't start with us. Officer Prater is a proud U.S. Army veteran who served in the Middle East. We are incredibly grateful for his sacrifice and dedication to this country. Now he's bringing that same spirit of service to the Grafton community. Here at the Grafton Police Department, we believe, first and foremost, good people make good police officers, and James fits that mold. Welcome, James. We're glad to have you. Next article from the Grafton News, dated June 18th. Summer is here. Grafton's Farmers Market opens. Grafton Farmers Market enjoyed perfect weather for its first day of the summer season, and this weekly event will take place every Wednesday from 2 to 6 p.m. on the Grafton Common. The event included everything from music to face painting, lobster to mushrooms, coffee to cookies, all accompanied by music. Our next article from the Grafton News, dated June 12th. Grafton Public Schools announces 2026 Summer Enrichment Program for K through 12 students. Grafton Public Schools announced its 2026 Summer Enrichment Program, offering a range of hands-on learning, artistic expression, and STEAM exploration opportunities for students entering kindergarten through grade 12. According to the announcement, the enrichment program is designed to extend learning beyond standard grade-level curricula. Classes will be taught by school professionals and are open to all eligible students. The program operates on a self-sustaining model, with all costs covered by participant fees rather than town or school budgets. As a result, class offerings may change based on enrollment numbers. The 2026 schedule runs from July 6th through August 6th, with sessions held Monday through Thursday at Grafton High School. Morning sessions will take place from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., and afternoon sessions from 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. That is 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. for the afternoon sessions. Supervised lunch is available for an additional fee for students attending both sessions in a day. Families must provide their own food and drink, as no food service will be available. Registration is ongoing through Arbiter, requiring one account per family and separate signups for each child and week. A minimum deposit of 25% is required to hold the spot, with full payment due by June 1st. Refunds are only issued if classes are canceled due to low enrollment or for medical reasons supported by documentation. Financial aid is available for qualifying Grafton families. The program includes various courses targeting specific grade levels as listed in each course description. Admission operates on a rolling basis with first-come, first-served placement until classes reach capacity. Transportation remains the responsibility of families, and students must adhere to conduct expectations as outlined in the extracurricular activity policy. For more information about eligibility or registration procedures, families are encouraged to contact either Ryan Mercier or Rachel Murray. Their email address is enrichment@grafton.k12.ma.us. Once again, their email address, enrichment@grafton.k12.ma.us. The following announcement is from the Grafton Recreation Department Facebook page. Summer Concert Series 2026. All concerts from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. beginning with July 16th, Hit the Bus. Party, Rock, and Dance Band at Ferry Street Park. On July 23rd, Stomp and Holler, Country and Classic Rock at Nelson Park. And on July 30th, The Reminiscence, 50s, 60s, and 70s hits at the Grafton Common. On August 6th, Petty Larceny, Tom Petty Tribute Band at the Grafton Common. And finally, on August 13th, Claflin Hill Symphony, also at the Grafton Common. This is sponsored by the Grafton Cultural Council, Jackie Crawford Ross, Realtor Tony's Automotive, Gaudet Insurance, O'Malley Family Chiropractic, Lincoln Precision Machining, and Homefield Credit Union. That is the Summer Concert Series 2026, and all concerts are from 6 to 8 p.m. The following announcement is from the Grafton Recreation Facebook page, dated June 16th. We are excited to offer a brand new family fun event this summer to celebrate the start of a new school year and the pride we have for our town. Join us for the Grafton Rec's first ever Grafton Day. We will be offering a lot of great activity for all and with some extra surprises. The event is presented by our friends at Homefield Credit Union, supported by Jackie Crawford Ross, Realtor Tony's Automotive Service, and Lincoln Precision Machining in the Mathnasium of Auburn. Once again, please plan to join us on Friday, August 21st, 2026, from 4:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Grafton High School Complex. Next announcement from the Grafton Recreation Department's Grafton Day's first ever friendly car show. Calling all car enthusiasts, truck lovers, and classic vehicle fans, join us on Friday, August 21st for the first ever friendly car show at Grafton High School as part of the Grafton Day festivities. Once again, the location, Grafton High School, 24 Providence Road, Grafton, 3:30 to 4:30 p.m., and then the car show begins at 4:30 p.m. and running to 6:30 p.m., and all the Grafton Day events will start at 4:30 p.m. and run to 8 p.m. It's free to attend. All types of cars are welcome. Classic trucks, customs, hot rods, modern rides, and more. No awards, no judging, just a fun, friendly gathering of vehicle enthusiasts. pre-registration and cards, contact the Recreation Department for more information about this event on Friday, August 21st, from 4:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. This reminder from the Grafton Senior Center at 30 Providence Road in Grafton, the Cabaret Lunch. Come celebrate the music of Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet. 11:45 p.m., Meals on Wheels lunch for $3, and show following. Special dessert will be served this on Thursday, June 23rd at 11:45 a.m. Call 508-839-9242 to sign up for this event. The article is from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette. Seeing all them here inspired us. Grafton Baseball honors state championship team from 50 years ago. The Grafton High School baseball team turned back the clocks on Friday and partied like it was 1976. Before beating Marlboro High in non-league game, the Gators celebrated the 50th anniversary of the 1976 baseball team that won Division II state championship. After revealing specialty throwback jerseys with the names of past players in a pregame ceremony, Grafton welcomed a handful of members from that state championship team out onto the field to throw out the first ceremonial pitches. It's full circle, and it's a baseball town, and people want to be a part of that, Grafton coach Brian Anderson said. It's baseball guys in a baseball town doing baseball things. It's really exciting just to see them in person. We see the 1976 state championship banner every day in school, Grafton senior captain Charlie Law said. It gives us a good, motivating drive to go out and do the same things. Glory days, when a loaf of white bread was just 32 cents and gas was 59 cents per gallon, the Grafton High baseball team went on a magical run to finish the 1976 season. Despite a tough midseason slump, we started out poorly, said Bob Martino, the coach of the team 50 years ago. We ended up having to win our last game to get into the districts. Heading into their final regular season against Millbury, the Gators, who were then called the Indians, needed a win to earn a share of the Southern Worcester County League Championship and qualify for the state tournament. Grafton did just that, and then some. After defeating Millbury 6-2, thanks to the heroes of former standout pitcher Jim Lewis, the Gators beat Lunenburg, Quabbin, and Westboro in the state tournament before advancing to the semifinals against Newburyport. They then went on to defeat Greenfield 4-2 at Holy Cross's Fitton Field to capture the Division II state championship. The victory marked the first state title ever won by any sport in Grafton High School history. 76 was a great year, Mamotino said. Our last 10 games of the year was the best baseball we ever had. They all gelled at the right time. You've got to be good and you've got to be lucky, and it all worked out. A great experience. In 2014, the team was inducted into the Grafton High School Hall of Fame, and on Friday, a handful of those same members were celebrated ahead of Grafton's game against Marlboro High School. We honor not just the wins, trophies, and accolades, but the friendships, the memories, and the legacy they created for every athlete who has worn the green G since Grafton Athletic, said Grafton Athletic Director Ashley Paulson said prior to the game. Down with the disco in 1976, the movie Rocky was number one at the box office. I am a Rocky guy, Anderson said. How can you not be a Rocky guy? The video cassette recorder VCR was released that year, and disco fever was in full force. I get down with the disco, said Law, who wore a jersey Friday with Bill LaFlamme's last name on it. Disco music is fire, Grafton senior captain C.J. Chagnon said. It really gets the guys going. Although it took the Gators a little while to get going on Friday with an extended pregame ceremony and their opponents being a bit late, the hosts finally found their groove in the fourth inning. Trailing 3-1, Grafton garnered 4 runs in the fourth and then a run apiece in the fifth and sixth. Senior captain and starting pitcher Halen Oberg went to 2-for-3 with the RBI and a run. Landon Swain scored twice, and Brady Coonan doubled and scored to lift the host Gators to a 7-4 win over the Panthers. The victory secured Grafton's 10-win, 7-loss, a berth in the MIAA tournament, and snapped a 4-game losing streak. It was good to finally get back in the win column, said Chagnon, who wore Craig LeClair's number 11 throwback jersey. 50 years after the Grafton High School baseball team made history, a handful of those Trailblazers showed up to the Swamp on Friday to relive old memories and make new ones. The current group of Gators hopes to carry those good vibes forward and party like it's 1976 next month. In with news, information, and announcements for the towns of Sutton and Millbury. Our first article from the Worcester Telegram Gazette, dated Saturday, June 20th, 2026. Wrong way driver killed in overnight crash on Route 146 in Millbury. A driver allegedly fleeing from police died after he struck another vehicle while traveling in the wrong direction on Route 146 in Millbury. According to state police, the driver, a man from Connecticut in his 20s, was stopped by state police at about 12:45 a.m. on Saturday, June 20th, while driving west on the Massachusetts Turnpike. The driver initially pulled over on the highway but fled the scene once a trooper began to approach his vehicle, police said. State police then issued an alert for police departments in the area to be on the lookout for the vehicle. Shortly before 1 a.m., the vehicle was spotted getting on Route 146 in Millbury, traveling on the road in the wrong direction, driving south in the northbound lanes, according to state police. Police said they attempted to stop the vehicle, including the use of stop sticks to attempt to deflate the tires. The vehicle eventually crashed head-on with another vehicle between the ramps at exit 17. The wrong-way driver died from his injuries, according to the state police. The driver of the other vehicle sustained non-life-threatening injuries, police said. Traffic was diverted from the scene while police investigated the accident. All lanes were open by 4:30 a.m. The crash remains under investigation. The name of the victim was not released. The next article is from the Millbury Sutton Chronicle, dated June 18, 2026. Millbury Fire Department train in demo house. On June 6, members of the fire department had the opportunity to train in a house scheduled for demolition. The valuable hands-on training allowed firefighters to sharpen critical skills, including roof ventilation, wall breaching, drafting operations, and pump training. Training opportunities like this are rare, and we are extremely grateful to the homeowner for allowing us to use the property. Real-world training environments help our members build and maintain the skills needed to serve our community safely and effectively. We would like to recognize Lieutenant Schlinski for coordinating this training and helping make the day a success. Thank you to everyone involved for supporting our continued training and preparedness. The next article from the Millbury Sutton Chronicle, dated June 18th. Millbury Public Schools launches free Summer Eats meal program for children. Millbury Public Schools announced on June 14th the launch of Millbury Summer Eats, a new program offering free breakfast and lunch to all children aged 18 and under throughout the summer. The program will run from July 6th through August 21st, Monday through Friday. Meals will be provided at two locations, Woolly World and Millbury Public Library. Breakfast is served from 9:30 a.m. to 10:15 a.m., while lunch is available from 11:30 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. No registration or paperwork is required. Children simply need to arrive during serving times. According to the announcement, kids must be present. Children must be physically present to receive a meal. Adults are not permitted to pick up meals on behalf of children. The statement also said, "Dine with us. All meals must be completely consumed on site." These rules are in place to ensure compliance with federal guidelines for meal distribution programs. The district invited families with questions about the program to contact the school department's nutrition department at mdonaldson@millburyschools.org. Once again, for more information, contact the school nutrition department at mdonaldson@millburyschools.org. The next article from the June 18th edition of the Millbury Sutton Chronicle, Millbury residents reminded to renew dog licenses before June 30th expiration. Dog owners in Millbury are reminded that the 2025 dog licenses will expire on June 30th, 2026, according to a June 10th notice from the town. Residents have three options to renew their dog licenses: registration in person at the town clerk's office, by mail, addressed to 127 Elm Street, attention clerk's office, or through the online payment portal. For those choosing to renew online, rabies vaccination records must be up to date with the clerk's office. If pet owners are unsure whether their updated rabies information is on file, they are encouraged to contact the office at 508-865-9110. Once again, that number, 508-865-9110. The town issued this reminder for anyone who may be missed the or may have missed the earlier census notification sent out in January. Keeping registration current helps ensure compliance with local regulations and public health requirements. Residents can visit or call the clerk's office for further details regarding documentation or procedures required for renewal. Once again, the town clerk's office number is 508-865-9110. The following information is from the Senior Center's June Bulletin. The Senior Center is located at 19 Howe Road in Sutton. It's open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more details, call 508-234-0703. The director's note in the June Bulletin reads as follows. Dear friends, June has arrived, bringing with it longer days, blooming gardens, and a renewed sense of energy in our community. This is a perfect time to step outside, enjoy the sunshine, and connect with one another. Whether it's sharing a laugh over coffee, joining a fitness class, or trying something new in one of our workshops, I encourage you to make the most of this vibrant season. This month, we're excited to offer a variety of activities, from outdoor cornhole to creative art sessions, music, and educational talks. We're also celebrating the spirit of togetherness that makes our senior center so special. Your stories, your smiles, and your willingness to support one another are what truly make this place feel like home. In honor of the 250th anniversary of freedom, we started a 7-week miniseries, John Adams, on June 2nd, will run for the next 7 weeks. As we move into summer, let's embrace the joy of community, the beauty of the season, and the opportunities each day brings. I look forward to seeing you at the Senior Center and sharing in the laughter, learning, and friendship that June has in store. Warm regards, Janine Crawford, who is the director of the Sutton Senior Center. On Wednesday, June 24th, at the Senior Center, starting at 1 p.m., Bill Reedy presents the Sensational Singers of the 60s Acoustics Performance. On Tuesday, June 30th, at 9 a.m., you can have coffee with Sutton Town Manager Austin Saganowitz. For more details, call the Senior Center at 508-234-0703. The following announcement is from the Asa Waters Mansion, located at 123 Elm Street in Millbury. This summer's farmers market kicked off on June 18th, running from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. and continuing on the third Thursday of each month through October, concluding with the mansion's annual Fall Fun Day celebration on October 18th. This season already features an impressive and expanding lineup of vendors offering everything from farm fresh produce and locally sourced goods to handcraft jewelry, artisan soaps and candles, baked goods, chocolate, coffee, barbecue, and more. Guests will have the opportunity to enjoy offerings from local breweries, specialty food vendors, and talented craft people representing the region's vibrant small business community. Once again, that'll be every Thursday through October, starting at 3 p.m. The next announcement from the Asa Waters Mansion, August 7th through 9th, history comes alive at the Asa Waters Mansion. Mark your calendars. This is the one event you won't want to miss. The 15th Massachusetts Volunteer Infantry Reenactment Regiment, the Liberty Grays, and the Asa Waters Mansion are proud to announce a Civil War Living History event to be held at the historic Asa Waters Mansion on August 7th through August 9th. More details in a future broadcast. The following program will be held at the Millbury Senior Center, Memory Cafe with Julie, on Tuesday, June 23rd, starting at 12:30 p.m. Memory Cafe is designed for individuals experiencing memory loss, mild cognitive impairment, or early stage dementia, along with their caregivers. For more information and registration, call the Senior Center at 508-865-9154. This community news program is a production of Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network. If you'd like a hard copy of our program schedule, either in large print or braille, please call 508-797-1117. Archived editions of this program are available on our website, audiojournal.org, or go to the Audio Journal app on your iPhone, iPad, or Android device. I'm Arnie Wenske. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great programming from Audio Journal, including community news for Spencer and Barry at 6 p.m. and the Worcester DNG at 7 p.m.
Hello once again, Audio Journal listeners. This is Bill Ruggiero with your latest weather forecast for Monday, June 22nd, 2026. Here's my latest forecast. For today, we'll have mostly sunny this morning, then some afternoon showers and heavy thunderstorms. Some of the storms could produce strong gusty winds and small hail and possible maybe an isolated tornado. Highs today near 81 degrees. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms early, otherwise clearing and turning cooler after midnight. Lows will be in the mid-50s. For Tuesday, it is calm for mostly cloudy skies with a lingering shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Highs Tuesday near 77 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly clear skies, low in the lower 50s. And the outlook for Wednesday is calm for mostly sunny skies. Very nice temperatures on Wednesday. Highs Wednesday near 81 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy skies with showers likely, low around 60 degrees. And the outlook for Thursday is calm for mostly cloudy skies with showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs Thursday in the mid-70s. That, folks, is your latest weather forecast for today. This is Monday, June 22nd, 2026. This has been Bill Ruggiero saying have a good and happy day, everybody. And please stay tuned for more programming up next on Audio Journal. Take it easy, everybody, and have a great day. Bye.
This is not a public service announcement. This is a one-minute mystery.
While digging for artifacts in the far north, Professor Quantum found a perfectly preserved body of a man. He was overjoyed. He believed the frozen body was none other than Adam from the Bible. What convinced Quantum of that?
And here's the solution to our mystery.
The body was missing what Adam would be missing, a belly button. What Quantum didn't know, however, is that a rare condition called umbilical aplasia causes some people, other than Adam, to be born without a belly button.
And now back to our regular programming.